can put me on airplane mode. Good Tuesday evening. Welcome to another edition of the Sideline Junkies Podcast Network in conjunction with Clear Production Sports. We are the Sideline Junkies. We are presenting to you tonight's very own Tuesday night flight. It is the big guy KG. It's the boss man BJ. It's myself, the Midnight Rider, bringing you another edition, another episode. Let's go, fellas.
I'm sorry I didn't do this pre-show, but yeah, I am your sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy tonight.
Oh boy, we're doing this.
All right. Missing the sign. Leo, why does it always have to be your way?
Oh man, how y'all fellas feeling tonight?
Good, good, man, good.
I'm hanging. I'm good.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on the docket, so let me flip the page here. Last night, chicken lover. Are you auditioning for a Spike Lee role?
No, I'm not.
You did that, and it reminded me. It's something that we talked about privately, but it reminded me of Do the Right Thing. So, last night was the WNBA draft. We already knew who was going number one. That was no doubt, no nothing. We knew what that was. So, gentlemen, you want to go through the first 10 picks?
Yeah, I got them right here. If y'all wanna listen to my voice for a couple seconds,
let's go.
All right, round number one. We're gonna do round number one. Of course, Indiana Fever. They take Caitlin Clark, guard out of Iowa. Number two, the Los Angeles Sparks take Cameron Brink, forward out of Stanford. Number three, the Chicago Sky via the Phoenix Mercury take Camilla Cardoza out of the center out of South Carolina. Number four, Los Angeles Sparks once again come in via Seattle Storm, Rekia Jackson, forward out of Tennessee. Number five, the Dallas Wings via the Chicago Sky take J.C. Sheldon, guard out of Ohio State. Our local, our very own Washington Mystics take Aaliyah Edwards, forward out of UConn. Number seven, the Chicago Sky via the Minnesota Lynx take the Bayou Barbie, Angel Reese, forward out of LSU. The Minnesota Lynx at number eight via the Atlanta Dream take Alyssa, is it Piley? Peely?
We're going to let you have whatever it is, bro.
Whatever that is, if I'm butchering it, I'm sorry. Somebody can correct me. She's a forward out of Utah. Number nine, the Dallas Wings. Another name I'll probably kill. Carla Leite, guard out of France. Number 10, the Connecticut Sun. Leila Lacan, guard, also a guard out of France. 11, the New York Liberty. Markeisha Davis, guard out of Ole Miss. And to finish out the first round, the number 12 pick, the Atlanta Dream, via the Las Vegas Aces, Nadayu Pooch, forward from Australia. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it. But that's the first round. Congratulations to the lady. A big night. I think everybody's looking forward to that ushering in a new era of WNBA basketball. Fellas, what's your thoughts on that?
I think this was a good centerpiece for them to take the momentum from the Final Four and the tournament and turn it into something. I think it was the first time they did a live draft, you know, and I think they had a couple moments that hit. They had the spot where the young Australian young lady Pooch Is that how you pronounce it, BJ? So if it's pooch, that's the name I was waiting for you to get to.
Poach. All right.
But I know she came from out of the stands, and I think later on, like around 18 or 19, the young lady from Iowa, Angel Martin or something like that, was in the stage in the back there to support Caitlin Clark, and her name got called unexpectedly, so they say. So they had a couple of nice, genuine moments throughout the course of the night. It looks like people are going to be into it. KG?
Guy, what you think, big guy?
I love the showman, well, the showwoman stuff here, because they came dressed to the nines. They had the red carpet. They had everything you could think of on a draft night. And I'm glad that it was in prime time. It just looked so good. Always talk about this, and of course I can't find it, but I remember,
year one of the WNBA?
No, this is longer than that. This was early 2000s. I had a brush with the WNBA in the draft. There was a particular guard out of Old Dominion that was drafted by the Minnesota Lynx. I want to say 2001.
Come on, Tisha Pinachero from Old Dominion?
No, not that far back.
Okay.
But there was a draftee of the Minnesota Lynx, second round draft pick out of ODU, from the area, went to
school. Oh, I can't think of her name. I know exactly who you're talking about.
You do?
I know what you're talking about.
I remember calling my aunt every 15 minutes asking, did she get drafted?
Nikki Teasley.
No. She's from Southeast.
Okay. Then you got me on this one.
This is Sharon Francis.
Okay.
That is my cousin. And I remember calling every 15 minutes to find out if she got drafted, because there was no live update. It was the middle of the day, and then, you know, you kind of sort of got it. So to go from that to kind of calling around trying to find out who got drafted to having it on ESPN in prime time is beautiful, and it shows how far the game, the WNBA game, has come. But I will say this. We're going to have more than just a Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese rivalry, because we got some things going on. Paris is killing the phonetics there with BJ and his name pronouncing. The Angel Martin pick was good TV. Perry also says, but Chicago won the draft. And good rebuild pickups for the Sparks. His was crazy. LA got Cameron Brink and Rekia Jackson. Chicago got Camilla Cardoso and Angel Reese. Angel Reese said, you know, the battles that we about to have are going to be epic. And I believe that. Wholeheartedly, I believe that. And I think this is the ushering in of a new era of the WNBA. So I'm all for this. And I hope they get more primetime slots, you know, more advertising and everything.
Caps just went up 1-0 on an Ovechkin goal.
Yes, and we are holding our breath, because if the Caps win, they're in. So, Perry says, Rekia Jackson might be the best player in the draft outside of Caitlin. I was shocked, though. I will say that I was shocked that the Mystics had a chance to bring Angel Reese back to the area. I'm not going to say the DMV, because Baltimore's not a part of the DMV, but they had a chance to bring her back to the area, and they didn't. She was picked the next pick, but I also believe that a lot of WNBA picks are situational. I'll say that, because certain certain players have to go certain places because number one, they'll flourish more. It helps out the brain. So I kind of figured that they already placed these people where they need to go. And I think that's a good move for the WNBA. Just my thing. So I just a thought. Ain't no truth to it. Just my thought. And I like it. Perry says Edwards was a better fit though.
Exactly.
I'll give you that.
I think the Atlanta Dream is another team that did well the other night, coming away with some pieces that helped them fill some holes that they had. I think they're going to need at least another team or two with the talent levels of these ladies.
Glad you said that. Already in discussion. I believe Philadelphia, South Florida. It was a couple of the president of WNBA. She named a couple of cities that they're looking into. I think Philadelphia will be ideal. South Carolina was one. Florida was one. South Florida was one. I think those are your good place. Remember, we used to have the Orlando Miracle. You know, it's a lot of places that you could probably go back to that you were once in and kind of try it again with a new formula. You can go back to Detroit. You can go back to Cleveland. You know, places like that. Perry said he would stay away from South Florida.
The fit has to the fit travel also. Don't forget that it's everything has to fit for that. It has to be travel friendly for the rest of the teams, whatever division is going to be in, whatever conference, whatever. But it has to make sense as far as what's available around that city, as far as amenities and what they already have. Like you can't, I don't think you could put it in South Carolina. As you know. Yeah, the women's team is doing very good there, but there's nothing else in South Carolina to sustain that. You can't build a separate, not right now, not the way the league is now. You can't build a separate WNBA arena. It has to be somewhere where there's already arena and practice facilities, something where they don't have to build anything. They can just come in and go. So you got to keep that in mind.
Perry said, Miami in the summertime for sports? Nah. He said, wish they come back to Charlotte because missed the Sting. Yeah. Matter of fact, Dawn Staley was a part of the Sting. Andrea Stinson and Rhonda Mapp. Andrea Stinson, they used to call her the Lady Michael Jordan before they started calling Swoops that. They was calling Andrea Stinson that because she had handles and she was a walking bucket. She walked in the gym and automatically had 25. That's before the midnight ride of time. That's why he kind of looked like that, you know. That's before his time. But, I mean, Sacramento, you could put a team back out in Sacramento. You know, you got a couple of cities that you can look into. And you also got to gauge the interest of the people. Because if the interest is not there, it's not going to work. Perry said Stinson was a beast at NC State. Who else was that? Out in the West, she used to play with the Yolanda Griffith, Hall of Famer, another big, vicious. But looking at that, fellas, I mean, good grief. I'm kind of sort of excited for the WNBA season. But you know something else we got to get excited for? Because it's starting tonight. The NBA play-in. The Lakers and the Pelicans are playing now. They tipped off at 7:30. Let me give you an update on that real quick. Gentlemen, we got all the seeding together, except for the bottom four, of course. But seedings together, Lakers are down 23-21 with about 4 minutes to go in the first. You got Warriors and Kings at 10 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow you have Sixers versus Heat at 7, Hawks versus Bulls at 9:30. Your thoughts on these four play-in games? Go ahead, Big.
I guess I'll be the Scrooge here. I don't really care about these playing games. I just want them to start. Whoever's going to come, whatever number 8 seed is finally going to play the Thunder, and whatever number 8 seed is going to finally play the Celtics, so they can get mollywopped right out of the playoffs. I don't care about this at all. I hate to be that person. I don't. I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to watch whoever the Thunder's waiting for to get pushed right out of the playoffs, and whoever the Celtics are going to play between the 76ers, Heat, Bulls, and Hawks, push right out. Get your push broom right now ready and just start practicing and loosen your muscles up. Warm up a little bit. And you want to keep a steady motion. Now, it just depends on what your dominant hand is, which way you want to go. But just get the broom ready. You know, because you don't want to push a cold broom. You want the bristles to warm up a little bit. You want the wood to kind of form to your hand. And you just want to push. Push. Mm. Get them out of here.
Kick on and push.
So the winner of tonight's first game is the 7. They get Denver. And then the winner of the late game against the loser of this game play, and the winner of that becomes the 8. Okay. I know we explained it the other night.
I thought the winner went to 7, and then the loser, the winner and the loser got to play another game to determine.
They took that extra game is out of there. There used to be a game where if the lower seed won, then they had to play a second game. It became 2 out of 3. But they don't do that anymore. For the sake of time, they just went on and made it this way. So it's 3 games, basically, on each side.
Okay. So it's like they're trying to determine who isn't the biggest loser and who is the biggest loser.
Essentially, yeah.
Because you're basically trying to figure out who's playing the 7th and the 8th seed. That's all you're trying to figure out. Whoever's playing the Celtics 64-win team, I think that's a sacrificial lamb. So hopefully the Bulls can
finish. Win. They're done. They're finished.
That's why I'm hoping the Bulls can win. I know the Bulls got to play twice. So they're the highest they can get is 8. They're 10th. I'm sorry, they're 9th. So the highest they can get is 8th.
Right.
But they may be the sacrificial lamb, but I would love a Bulls Celtics 7-game series, even though I know it ain't gonna go 7. Hear me out. It's the reason why I say that. And it's nostalgia. It's one of those things that the two biggest Boston fans that I knew have passed on. So this is my way to actually get close and talk shit again and say, you know what, I don't give a damn about Beantown. It's all about the Bulls. No one be going to get our heads cracked. And they sitting back laughing at me and then talking shit after the series. That's all it is. So
you know how you can get 7s out this series? You go to what's Boston's arena called? Is it TD Waterhouse? Whatever it is.
It ain't the God.
Count how many steps by a seat and make sure whatever steps that go to that seat ends in a 7. When you go to your concessions and buy your food, make sure you buy enough stuff where that ends in the 7. That's the only way you're gonna get 7s out of that series. You go in a merchandise store and buy 7 shirts, 7 hats, 7 pairs of socks. That's where you're getting 7s at. There should be a rule in the NBA. If the playoff game, if you beat them by more than 30 in the first playoff game, series over. We don't need to do this no more. Y'all go home. It was nice coming here.
Ended but long before. Come on, son.
It was nice seeing you guys here, but let's not waste the electricity, the water, the sewer that we had to use to flush these toilets, the uneaten hot dogs, the wasted beer going to the seats and popcorn. Let's not waste all this stuff.
Okay. We already got one game in progress. Quickly. Lakers and Pelicans, who you guys taking? I already know Midnight Rider taking the Lakers.
How you know that?
Because he always says Lakers in 6, but he ain't got 6 right now. He said the Lakers would beat the 87 Celtics in six with Len Bias. I don't think so. But anyway, we're not talking about that. Let's go on.
Lakers. I want to hear the Midnight Rider say what he think his Lakers going to do.
We're going to win tonight. Then we're going to beat Denver in six.
Man. Do I got to go through what you're going to get for six?
Hey, you can call, have me sit beside Satan if you want, because that's the only way I'm going to see sixes. It's all good.
The Lakers and the Pelicans, I don't know. I don't know. It just depends on what Lakers squad show up, man. If they play to a T, that's an easy win for them. But if they come out sloppy and Anthony Davis unsure what he's supposed to do, and he's not really that dog, they're going to be pushed. They're going to get that broom. Mm-hmm. Just depends. It's just not consistent enough.
We'll be all right. Take us in six.
BJ?
We got to get there first.
I'm going to take the Pelicans.
All right. I kind of figured that. Next up, Warriors versus Kings.
Warriors.
I'm taking
the Kings. No, I'm sorry. Kings. Give me the Kings. Give me Kings. I'll take
the Kings.
All right. So we consensus on that. Tomorrow's game, Heat versus 76ers.
Is Joel Embiid playing?
Yes. He should be.
Then I'm taking the Sixers.
Give me the Heat.
I take the Heat. Never go against Jimmy G. You already know where I'm going in this one. Hawks versus Bulls.
I think the Hawks win it.
Because you're a hater.
Yeah, give me the Hawks.
You're a hater too. Come back home. It's fine. Perry says, it depends on what Zion shows up. He doesn't play well against the Lakers. If they keep him quiet. That's all I'm going to say. They keep them quiet. All right. Now, out of the rest of the teams, you take all 10 teams. Who's your favorite to come out of the West to go to the NBA Finals?
I'm not going to pull the home. I guess I will. I'm going to say the Lakers. until we get beat, I'm not worried about it. Until somebody beat us, I'm good.
I'm going to go off on them here, and I'm going to give it to the Young Bucks. I'm going to say the Thunder. Mm. They've been playing really good. I like them. You know, I think they're healthy for the most part. Give me the Thunder. I want to say the Nuggets until somebody beat them, but I just like the way the Thunder's playing ball.
I'm going to go with the Clippers. I said it the other night. I'm going to go with the Clippers. Because the way they
come out the West,
yeah, the way Russ is coming off the bench, he's averaging more points off the bench, and it's over. Like he's doing the damn thing. They're playing. They found their rotation. They found their niche, and I say, hell, go with it, run with it. And I think I'm just looking at the Clippers right now. Don't got them winning at all, but still. Perry says, ATL gonna be the club. Going to the club. Bulls win. Sixers win. Miami beats the Bulls for the eighth seed. Who you got coming out the East? Speaking of the East,
I think it's Boston's to lose. I already know what Perry gonna say,
and I already know what Perry gonna say too.
I want to pick the Celtics, but I've picked the Celtics the last couple years, and they've disappointed. I'm going to ride with the Knicks. I'm going to ride hot with the Knicks. Give me the Knicks. I can't pick the Celtics. It's like picking the Browns in football. They just disappoint you every year. They find a way to let you down hard.
Here's the thing. I threw up in my mouth a little bit to say this. Because bitter rivals since the 90s, but it's got to be the Knicks out of the East. It's got to be the Knicks out of the East because they went from what, like the fifth seed to the second seed.
Yeah,
6-4 in their last 10. They put up 50 wins this year. And one thing I know about a Tom Thibodeau coach team, defense, defense, defense. And what he has a great blend, I think. And I honestly think from top to bottom, the Knicks team he has right now is constructed better than those number one seed Bulls teams because he has more than one score. And it's layered scoring. He has better scores than we had in Chicago. That's how I feel. And I'm not ashamed to say that. It hurts a little bit because it's the Knicks, but I got to give credit where credit is due.
Look, just when you go to your closet and you get your Yankee stuff, just throw some orange on that. I mean, you're already in New York.
No. Why do you do this? I give shine to somebody else, and you got to do this. Why you got to do this?
I'm just saying. You already got a vacation house in New York. It's not that far if you just go to Madison Square Garden from Yankee Stadium.
The house that Jeter built, greatest shortstop of all time. Remember that.
Man, he's probably like 4 on my list.
Because you're a hater. Perry says Nuggets beat Mavs in 6. Xavier says Clippers in 6. Boston takes my Knicks in 6 is what Perry say. Ah, don't know about that. 20-3 with OG in the lineup.
Yep.
And Perry says, but this is Boston year to go and lose to Denver. I don't think Boston didn't impress me the last time they went to the finals. They went to the finals and they just looked like they were flat. They were lost. It seemed like when they get to the playoffs,
they find a way to lose.
They look every lost. Year.
They find somebody doesn't show up, and they're just one of those teams where you're just sitting back like, y'all got to prove it. Y'all got to prove that y'all learned from last year. Y'all got to prove that somebody actually wants to come to the playoffs and play ball. That's why I'm with Boston. Until somebody shows me, I'm gonna have to be sitting at the screen, and I'm gonna have to see triple zeros, and that is complete for Boston. That's the punch in the mouth I need for Boston. Otherwise, I'm not picking them.
But here's a question, and I want to know if you fellas notice this before we move on. Do you notice that it seems like Jason Tatum has to carry everything, and he gets no help? He can score 60 and Boston and still lose. He can have 60 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds, and they'll still lose by 20.
Well, he messed up a couple of my parlays, so I have no goodwill to speak of when it comes to Jason Tatum.
It's a team effort of being let down in the grave of Boston because sometimes he don't show up.
We got a K.
It's a team effort.
Xavier say the Knicks go all the way. See, I mean, it's cool because I said it, but if this was any other circumstance, I'd be calling Perry, be like, Perry, one of your nephews coming to live with you, man. He can't live here no more. He got to come live with you. Perry says, this is it for Tatum in the finals, though, and they will fail.
Why do you say that? Because, they're layered out enough that Boston's going to be around. Nobody in the East is – I mean, it's – the Knicks had a good offseason. The Sixers will be there. But they'll be in the top 4 fighting it out for the next couple years.
And he said Knicks out of the East for the next 2 seasons, calling it. And here's the thing. Think about what we were talking about. B, you can attest to this. Think about what we were talking about, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? We were talking about, Jim coaching the Knicks and all of us playing, starting 5 with the Knicks and running the East. Because we was just that damn good. You could take, a couple college kids and put them with us. But we was just that damn good. Now look at them. Look at the resurgence. When it comes to Boston, though, I don't feel the same way about Boston. I feel confident about the Knicks. I don't feel confident about Boston.
You must go ahead and throw that splash of orange with your Yankee gear.
Here we go. Because I'm giving credit to a rival.
Who's that? Who they rival?
You know, the Bulls and the Knicks have a rivalry. Always will and always have. Just like we got a rivalry with Boston.
Okay.
And then Maryland. This the same, is this like the Maryland Duke rivalry?
There we go.
Goodness gracious.
Man. Set him up. Okay. Perry said their coaching will fail him. Talking about Boston. What's his name? Mazzulla? Ain't it? Yeah. Udoka? Ain't it? He ain't it. They can't do it. So I'm just, you guys can say what you want to say. It's not often that I give credit to the Knicks about anything because I'm not supposed to like the Knicks, but I feel confident the Knicks will come out of the East. Now, if we got
the Knicks. So, question.
Yes.
So if we turn the game on, are you going to be on the right of Spike Lee or the left at the game?
I ain't got Spike Lee money, baby.
Spike will probably help a brother out. You know, you can put all your new Nick gear on, get you an OG and a Bobby jersey.
Only Nick jersey you would ever catch me in, ever, ever, is a Patrick Ewing jersey.
You just proved yourself a traitor, son. I was waiting for you. You know you fucked up, right? Because a hater of another team, you will never catch me in a Duke jersey. I don't care if it's Shane Batty, Christian Laettner. I don't care if it's a Coach K signed, gold plated. You know them fucked up, right? I don't care if it's gold plated. When I walk outside, they're going to drop $1 billion. You would never catch me in a Duke jersey, Carolina jersey ever. And like, you would never catch me in a Jets jersey, a Dolphins jersey, a Patriots jersey.
But see, how can you say Duke's not your rival? You don't have a rivalry with Duke.
And you don't have a rivalry with Duke.
Apparently, I know. You just proved my point.
Man, look.
You'll never catch
me. I'm looking for the rivalry now. I'm sorry.
You'll never catch me in the USC jersey. You'll never catch me in the Cowboys jersey. So that's
just you're already sleeping with the enemy now because your wife's a Cowboys fan.
Hey. My wife is commander operated. I'm sorry, she's cowboy operated, but she's commander owned. She know what's up.
Yeah, boy.
She knows who wears pants around here.
Go put your when you get off the show, you're gonna be walking around in your dog collar, your Cowboys jersey.
It's okay. Perry said he would never rock a KG Celtics jersey. A Jordan Bulls jersey or Wade Heat jersey. He clarified that in the next one, KG Celtics.
Never. It's just certain things you can't do. You can't do that. Come out. I know Ewing's from Georgetown. You go get a Ewing Georgetown jersey.
I'll get that too. And I'll get the Ewing shoes as well.
Well, I would never be caught dead.
Well, I mean, it's not like the Wizards have any rivalry, so you can wear anybody's jersey.
Yeah, even with the Wizards, like I don't want to wear the Cleveland, the little spat with Arenas and company with LeBron. I would never dunk a Cleveland anything.
But here's the thing. Didn't you used to have a Cleveland jersey? Didn't you have a LeBron jersey?
Absolutely, I did not.
I could have sworn you did. I don't forget things like that.
I absolutely did not.
Xavier said Tatum doesn't have any help because nobody can shoot. Jaylen Brown can't dribble with his left hand. Boy, you need to stop watching TV.
Here we go.
He also says you'll never catch me in a Giants, Eagles, or Cowboys jersey when he's had all of those.
Hey, Joni, you want that fresh new Caleb Williams Bears jersey?
Joni and she said, me either. I can't wear any other jersey.
Fresh joint, Caleb Williams, stitched. I'll even send you the video of them making the jersey, stitching and all that. Showing you where the material came from. some poor labor over in a third world country. We got you.
Wearing her Iowa Women's National Championship t-shirt.
There you go.
Wow. 2 years ago.
Fellas, we got to send a special shout out to none other than the captain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Happy birthday. Six-time NBA champion, two-time finals MVP, six-time most valuable player, 19-time All-Star, 10-time NBA All-NBA first team, five-time All-NBA second team, five-time NBA All-Defensive first team, All-Defensive second team, second time, Rookie of the Year in 70, All-Rookie first team, two-time scoring champion, rebounding leader in 76, led the league in blocks four times. On the 35th, the 50th, and the 70th anniversary team, his 33 is retired by the Bucks and the Lakers. And he was a three-time NCAA champion, MOP, 3 years in a row for the Final Four, and three-time National College Player of the Year. Quickly, fellas, great memories of the great Kareem during his playing time, whether it be basketball or his acting roles.
Are we trying to bring up the airplane where he where he's telling the kid that you tried dragging what are these? I forgot all the names he listed.
He was talking Walton and Lanier. He said, tell your dad he should get out there for 48 minutes and drag Walton and Lanier up the court every night.
Yeah. That's all I got for Kareem. I mean, he was a good Laker. I mean, he hit a couple of big sky hooks. You know, but yeah.
A good Laker.
Yeah.
A good Laker.
Mr. Laker himself.
No. Oh God, here we go. Mm. Y'all about to post on Twitter, Midnight Rider, Kareem is just good. No, he's a great Laker, but
just good.
I mean, that's tagline.
No. Don't backtrack. Stand on the good. He was a good Laker, but it, you know, he just good is it's okay. Because don't even though he was just a good Laker, there's room for him in the Hall of Good where we're still building square footage for KG's Hall of Good.
Hall of Good.
Because now with the whole Mario Manningham thing, we need 1,500 square feet of just Mario Manningham stuff. So I've bought this like just endless acreage in Nebraska. We got 1,500 square feet just for Mario Manningham, and like just I'm trying to think of somebody else. That's who else Midnight Riders in the very hall.
You caught me off guard on that one. I gotta figure that out because it's a couple.
Yeah, it's a couple of them.
I mean, I think a lot of people in the Hall of Good, but you act like I said these people were bona fide Hall of Famers. If I'm unsure, I ask a question because I want to see what everybody else thinks. I said Mario Manningham was good for what he did in New York. I didn't say he was Hall of Good. He had a couple of good seasons. He helped them win a Super Bowl. That's it. I felt that the trio of him, Victor Cruz, and Plaxico Burress was a very effective trio. And you had Brandon Jacobs in the backfield. They had a very, very good offense that year, and it worked fluidly. They won a Super Bowl. That's it.
The way you're
saying it, you're saying increase it to 2,000 square feet?
I might rock an Agent Zero jersey just because. Xavier says no. And that footprint in Bruce Lee's chest, that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joint, because he wasn't what movie was it? Help me! God, I've seen the movie so many times. That wasn't End of the Dragon. It was I can't think of.
Remember that was on?
You might as well just go to your VHS collection. Just
No. I actually have all my kung fu movies were on DVD. Thank you very much, sir.
In alphabetical order.
Wait, hold on. Time out. You act like you wasn't with me at the flea market in the little stand copping.
No, I was. That's why I know. Chronologically ordered by height of the damn case.
Oh. It was game.
It's like, it's like four or five criteria for how he stacks his DVDs.
I feel like you attacking me, man, because I got things. Do you know what? I feel attacked. JoJo says hell no about that Caleb Williams jersey. And I want to root for him because all the hate, but ain't no way. And that's a negative on a CC jersey. That might be CW, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, okay, I think that's what it is.
That might be CW.
Okay. Unless you bind her a Curtis Conway.
Ooh.
Old school there.
Hall of Good. Another name in the Hall of Good.
You put him there, not me. Fellas, now it's time for us to wrap this ish up, B. Quickly, Gary Cooper. Everybody seems to be pushing for him. He's 67 years old. He spent 42 days with the Braves in 1980. And on the 43rd day, the game was canceled for him. 43 days is required for an MLB pension.
That's it?
Yeah. NFL, I believe you got put in 5 years. So 43 days.
Baseball.
Yeah. For an MLB pension. And I seen this going around a lot. People are asking the Braves to sign him to a one-day contract so he can get his pension. Agree or disagree, fellas?
I mean, I got to figure out this. I got to know his situation. I mean, I know the Dodgers, they have a player that they signed because he's dealing with mental health issues and schizophrenia. I know they sign him to a deal every year, just so he can have access to his benefits and things of that nature. So I've seen teams do it. I just think it depends on the situation. I'm not too familiar with Cooper's situation.
I guess I'm going to sound like the ogre here. I say absolutely not. This goes back to the whole Tony Snell thing. Why wasn't he good enough to get signed again for another contract? You didn't say 433 days, 4,000. You said 43 days.
But that could
43 days, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, but that service time could also include his minor league time. That might be why it doesn't have to be but a certain amount.
And that'll make my point even more. So why wasn't he good enough to get another contract? So after that rain day, no other team offered him a contract or anything else like that. I just equate it. I know it's two different things, two different worlds. We're talking about a boat, crap load of money in it, you know, in these leagues. But you go ask your former job to sign you because you need health benefits or you want to retire. And you just the broom I was talking about earlier, they already got that broom warmed up. They're going to push you right out of the door. So my thing is, we talk about criterias and we talk about ghosts and championships and stuff. If you're not good enough, go back to the Tony Snell thing. If you're not good enough to earn a contract, what are we doing here?
Here's the thing.
That's all I say.
Here's the thing. It's nothing wrong. Like, I had a different take on the Tony Snell thing. Now, I didn't know nothing about the stuff that his wife was posting on Instagram, flexing on people about how much money they got and this, that, and the other. I didn't know anything about that. Now, as far as Gary Cooper goes, he's 67. It's one day.
You say it's one day. When was his last? What was it last year?
1980.
So that means that Mr. Cooper would have had to go get a regular job and could have retired in 2010. What are we talking about here again? What he been doing for? What is it? What I need to know more. What has he been doing since 1980?
Don't know. I can't find anything about what he's been doing you for the last get 40
no years. Sympathy from me.
I don't know. I don't know if he's sick. I don't know what it is. I don't know the story fully. But I was everybody's pulling up the you know putting up a petition and everything, and I'm just like, one day he gets his pension for life. That's it. Joni says not good enough, correct, to earn that AC spot. What are we doing exactly, BJ? I.e. play-in. Oh, she's talking about the play-in.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. Here's the thing. I don't think if you're a bench player, you're a bench player. You know, sometimes you go, like they say he went in for as a pinch runner. He was a reserve outfielder. Okay, cool. Sometimes it doesn't work out. You don't know what happened, but what's one day? We're not talking about the rest of the season. We're talking about one day. He can sign that contract at noon tomorrow, and that contract don't have to pay no games. I mean, no money, and he got his pension.
Yeah, but then what about all the other players since whenever the rule was for 43 days that didn't make four, that has 20 days, has 30 days? If you're not, we talk days. We're talking about days. Now, if we're talking about, let's say it was 4 years, and he's a day short of 4 years. Okay, you put 4 years in. And I understand what the Midnight Rider is saying about minor league service time. Okay, like I said, we need way more information. But as it stands right now, no. What has he been doing since 1980? That's what I need to know.
Hold on. All right. This is what it says. He was playing for the Savannah Braves in 1980 when he got called. He got the call he'd been dreaming of. His coach took him out of the lineup against Jacksonville. Pack up, his coach said, because the Braves need you in Pittsburgh. He said, I was excited when I got there. I ended up in the wrong locker room, and then from then on had a real wonderful ride. The wonderful ride lasted 21 games, 2 plate appearances, and a couple of stolen bases. But he was on the roster 42 days, and on his 43rd day, the game was canceled. Cooper started the next season with minor league Durham Bulls. I went from top to bottom real quick, and it just blew my mind. He hung up his cleats at the end of that season without ever rejoining the Braves, and then when he applied for a pension, he got disappointing news. I didn't have enough days, he said. That rain out on his 43rd day left him 1 day short, and it was never made up because in 1980, the Braves weren't in playoff contention. So he retired. At the end, he retired at the end of that season, and he went to go apply for his pension, and they told him he was a day short. So he walked away from the game on his terms, and he went to apply for a pension, which most people do when when you were getting pensions. But he told him he was a day short. See, this is why the boss BJ is not a judge. Because if he was a judge, he'd be a hanging judge. Says here you stole an apple. All right. You know, that's a first-time offense. We're going to take y'all back and cane you 8 times with a wet piece of bamboo. What? For an apple? You got to learn your lesson.
I'd be like, Go get them apples from down yonder from Mrs. Beto's nice thick apple. We're going to apple them. If you can survive 5 minutes of appling, you can go on about your day. We're getting way off course here.
Yeah, we are. You didn't already turn
into Kool-Aid drinking.
All right, man. Let me say this before we get out of here. Even though that's your opinion, let me say this before we get out of here. I can't let the day go by without telling my wonderful wife happy 8th anniversary to my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Spodioti Dopalicious. I still remember the first time I saw gliding through the room like a hot comb on nappy ass hair. Neck smelling and sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Only woman I know that glides in and out of a room, man. Just wanted to tell her I love her. Thank you for accepting me. Hey, and she married my black ass. I don't even know what the hell she was thinking, but I'm happy for it. So that's my gushing moment, man. Back to the gangster shit. Get that man his day.
Hey, is she listening?
Yes.
How about them cowboys?
Yeah! Do it again. She ain't catch that.
How about them cowboys?
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, she yeah, like that. Boy. That's okay.
One more time. Them cowboys.
You know what? It's time to go home. Final thoughts before we get up out of here, fellas. I think we
WNBA, be patient. Please stop saying that these girls deserve way more getting paid than what they are. It's not time yet. They gotta earn it. They gotta build a league up. It's coming. I'm telling you, if you just be patient, I think this is it right here. But stop saying that these women should get they're getting paid 300 something over 4 or 5 years, and the top pick in the NBA is making $12 million the first year. Right. This league isn't 30 years old. We talked about that with JoJo on Joe the Fan Tuesday. Be patient. Stop comparing them. You can't compare them. They have to build. You want to be able to build your own and be able to live on your own and not have to be subsidized by the NBA. That's the goal. Until that happens, until you can run your league without the NBA's facilities, money, we'd have nothing to talk about. But you're in a good spot. Be patient. Stop comparing them what they make to the men's salary. Stop. That's all I got. I'm wrapping it up.
Midnight Rob?
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, we're still, last year, there was like one team that netted over 10,000 fans for the season. I mean, as their average attendance. I'm sorry, as their average attendance. There are places that were getting only 2,000, 3,000 people. They were playing at the local YMCA. So you gotta build something. Like, you ain't never seen nobody put the roof on the house on first.
That's a poor-looking house. I agree with that. I agree with both of you gentlemen. Give it some time. It's like Novocaine. It's going to work. But you also have, if you really want to see them women make money, support them. Support the league. Buy the merchandise. Go to the games. Support. If you can't make it out to the game, find it on TV and watch the games. Support.
Oh, boy.
We'll be back Thursday, NHL playoff talk. Hopefully we can get Matty Ice on it with this, but it's 1-1.
Yep.
Caps got to win tonight, so let's go. For the boss, BJ, who's missing a side, the Midnight Rider down below, who is probably the R&B love king of this week. I'm the big guy, KG. I'm just your sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. And we don't do no overtime, y'all. We out of here.
He was too busy trying to be...